Shalom and blessed be Jesus. Now we continue to learn about the public worship. We have already established the difference between gathering and assembling. And we said that what we are looking forward here and talking about is the assembly of the holy people. Last time, or last episode, we were talking about the first issue that Paul dealt with that makes public worship well, or to bring the glory, because we say that these public worships should be, is they, you know, they are meant to bring glory to God, and they are meant to bring good for the rest of the people. And they are meant for growth in ourselves, and they are meant to defeat and to ground the enemies of the new communities that followed them, and that would have, and that posed a danger of destroying the new community. So we're supposed to destroy them. We're supposed to ground them. That's the purpose. So he first of all talked about the authority. And he dealt with authority, and he said that authority, the source of authority, is only one. And when we talk about authority, we should always talk about the which is a given an analogy of a head. We should never talk authority in a segmented way. Every time we talk about do I have authority, we should be asking which authority. Because he said that God the Father is the source of authority, and Jesus he passes that authority to the line through Jesus, and Jesus through man, and man to the woman, and down that way. But it would be good for us to realize that every individual, whether male or female, they have the permission to get to God directly in the new dispensation, in the new community, that everyone can be able to take themselves. So he gave the dynamics on how to cover the head and how to honor the head and to dishonor the head. And if you have got several heads ahead of you, that bureaucracy, you need to know how to go about it. You need to know how to navigate all those heads. They are possible, or the possibility even today, even in the communities we are in, be it an office, that there are times you can find yourself going to the top, to the CEO. Yes, you are a worker, you are a sweeper, but you go to the CEO. But there is a way to get there. Now, that's what Paul was saying. That when it comes to the public worshiping, where other people are watching us, they know what we are doing, there is an order, and authority is the key thing. And that's, we said that we get to know that when in totality, God considered the new community equal before himself. They might have different position, but they are equal. He said, yes, a man, a woman came from man, but a man came from woman. That is very important. Now, the second thing that Paul dealt with here from verses 17 all the way to verses 34, it's a 17 verses, is he talked about the order of the supper, the Lord's Supper. Remember, they were eating the food. They're eating food in the community, and they were eating it and sacrificing it to the demons in that region. And it was agreed. Now, there's another food that is coming up in this new community. And as you talk about this new food or this new table, there is another one, you know, the older one. So what's the difference between the old one and the new one? Now, that is the instruction that is given here. And it is very nice to understand. And so here he talk about that. Let me tell you that the new one, the Holy Communion, is a mystery. Mystery in the sense that it is truth that was kept hidden. But now it's no longer hidden. Anybody can know it. But initially it was kept hidden. But so it was supposed to answer questions like, what is it? When should we take this holy food or holy table? Why should we take it? How is it to be taken? How and what is the order that we can be able to abuse it? Because it could be abused. What are the benefits of taking the Holy Communion? What is the worthy way, the instituted way of taking it? And what is the unworthy way? Now, all these questions were questions that Daventry and your community should know. They were not left without a trace of leadership. They were given some guidance into this to understand how to go about it. And we should always appreciate that God has not left us without a meaning. Because there's some, this is the supper. It will be good for us to realize that this supper of the new community was taken after the Lord's Supper was actually taken when people come together to share food. Kind of a potluck where everybody would bring their own food there. It seems that everybody was encouraged to bring food at the same place, the public. But when it comes to the sharing, everybody was expected to eat from any kind of plate that was in that table, but was brought by everyone. But now that was the ideal. That was the way it was. Remember this table now. We've got men and we've got women. We've got slaves and we have got masters. We've got rich and we've got poor. We've got everybody that is brought together here. It's the first time that this new community is bringing people together. Initially, it was not like this because everybody, they knew the order. The previous order was well prescribed. It was well known. It was a way that was well documented. This is a new one. So how do we do that? Now, because there was not really good information or people were rejecting the new information given, there was what we call disorder. Even to share the Lord's table, some people would come and share from the Lord's table and go and share from the demon's table. There was a mixture. Some people would come to share, but you see, if it's a sharing, they will not wait for each other. Some would start eating immediately and getting drunk. And those who did not have, they would go home hungry. Yet they came for a public worship. It was a total chaos, total disorder. That's why God said that everything must be done in order. It must be done in decency. So the word is decency. And that decency is what we are looking forward here for. And then Paul was able to take an example and said that if we need to discern this kind of food, we need to know what we're eating and where we are eating. Otherwise, we find ourselves in trouble. And he talked about three troubles. He said, those who eat without discerning, unworthily, as he calls it, they will find themselves in three trouble, in three dangers. Danger number one, weak. And he says many are weak. Others, they are sick. Others have died. And these are the three dangers that will be caused by not really discerning. When you're unworthily taking it. And so he said, priest, you need to get to know how are you taking this. So he gave examples. And the opposite is true. Those who discern it and eat it in a worthy way are strong. And they are not weak, they are not sick, and their body, now that the body or that's the community that is strong, that is not dying, that is doing the purpose to which it has been called in that community. And so Paul calls them and helps them to understand this order. And so he said, but in the following instruction, I cannot praise you. So he starts by telling you what I'm just about to let you know is that there's nothing I can praise you about here. Here you are zero. In as far as following the instructions, I cannot praise you. For it sounds as if more harm than good is done when you meet together. First, I hear that there are divisions among you when you meet as a church. And to some extent, I believe it. They are coming to take the Holy Communion, but there are divisions. That is the first danger. The divisions mean we do not have authority. You are not one. How is that division going to play out under the danger of this division in the public worship? But of course, there must be division among you so that you who have God's approval will be recognized. When you meet together, you are not really interested in the Lord's Supper. Very tough indiction that you're not coming for supper, but you're coming together publicly to eat together. It's public because you're not doing it alone. You're coming together. You're not necessarily before other people, but you're coming together as a community. For some of you, hurry to eat your own meal without sharing with others. You see, your own meal means they came with their meal, but they just came to eat in front of others. As a result, some go hungry while others get drunk. What? Don't you have your own homes for eating and drinking? Or do you really want to disgrace God's church and shame the poor? What am I supposed to say? Do you want me to praise you? Well, certainly, I will not praise you for this. Then he give now the order. This is now the order he gave. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord. In other words, I've already given you these instructions, but you've not followed it. This instruction I received them on the night when he was betrayed. The Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you take it, as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." So anyone who eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That's why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat and drink, eat bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That's why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if you'd examine yourself, we would not be, if we examine ourselves as a new community, we would not be judged by God in this way. Yet when we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we'll not be condemned along with the world. So, my dear brothers and sisters, when you gather for the Lord's Supper, wait for each other. If you are really hungry, eat at home so you won't bring judgment upon yourself when you meet together. I will give you instruction about the other matter after our life. So very important instruction from this man of God about eating the food of God. Well, there's another table. Remember, there are two tables, the table of demons, the table of the Lord. That comparison was very critical. It was very important for them to realize. May the Lord help us to know how to take this so that we continue to grow and fulfill the purposes of God. In Jesus' name.